Sergeant Mark McDonald from the Mildura Police Traffic Department. Very good morning to you, Macca. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, Mark.
It's been a while. It's great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. You obviously nabbed 72 people over the Queen's birthday long weekend. Offences ranging from drink and also drug driving to speeding and also general traffic breaches as part of Operation Regal over the Queen's birthday long weekend. Not the best result.
No, it's a little bit disappointing, particularly the drink and drug driving. I think there was 5 overall for the weekend. I think we did about 1,100 or 1,200 preliminary breath tests over that period, which is was a fair bit. So it was good work by the uniform and the highway patrol members. But a little bit disappointing to see the amount of people still thinking that they can take drugs or illicit drugs and or alcohol, drink alcohol and drive, which is a very, very dangerous combination.
Well, like you say, 1,155 preliminary breath tests, 67 general offences, and also 5 drink and drug driving offences. What sort of general offences are we talking about?
Well, you're looking at things like speeding and mobile phones and
seatbelts,
those safety type things. There's probably other things in there as well, but they're the general ones that we look at, the ones that we know that cause our road trauma. So that's what we concentrate on.
A vehicle on Friday night apparently drove into a couple of parked cars. What happened there?
Yeah, I was actually working, so he's just not concentrating. By the looks of it, he's looking for a street on his right and drifted across to his left and took out a couple of parked cars. So it just goes to show, he's written off a couple of cars there, and who knows how much damage has been caused. So he's in a little bit of trouble there, and just that little thing of concentrating, not watching what he's doing, and all of a sudden it's caused that much damage. And the other two people have lost their cars now.
Mobile phones, is that still an issue?
Always an issue, and I suppose people are probably sick of me harping on it, but it's a big fine, and it's 4 demerit points. So if you get caught, we don't issue warnings in relation to mobile phones. If you get caught, you'll get the ticket, particularly if you're a P-plater. That's 4 demerit points. You only get 5 in 12 months. It's a big, big penalty. It's just not worth it. For the time it takes to pull over or bring the person back when you get to your destination, 99% of our trips are only a few minutes.
Yep, correct.
Wait until you get there, or just pull over the side of the road.
Hatter Desert Race is coming up soon. What's happening there?
Well, we've got the booze bus coming up for the weekend. That's a few weeks' time. Obviously, a lot of police out and about. Again, a lot of breath testing being done. So plan ahead, leave the car at home, organise a taxi, organise a friend to pick you up. Just do the right thing.
Pretty simple stuff, isn't it?
It is.
KISS principle, mate. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes,
that's pretty simple.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you, Macca. Sergeant Mark McDonald from the Mildura Police Traffic Department. Always good to catch up with you, buddy. Thanks,
mate.
So much.
Cheers.